Today, the New England Journal of Medicine weighed in on the issue of whether all human cloning should be banned. Several scientific organizations oppose a total ban, but agree that a ban of cloning to produce a baby is appropriate. The Senate is expected to take up the issue within the next few weeks, but would-be cloners are already pursuing their work overseas. And as NPR's Joe Palca reports, in some ways the current controversy over cloning echoes a similar debate that took place more than 20 years ago.
In 1981, Howard Jones and his collaborators produced the first so-called test tube baby in this country. Jones says at the time, many were morally outraged by the procedure now known as in vitro fertilization, or IVF. Jones says after the birth, he went to the Vatican to hear the Roman Catholic Church's objections.
It boiled down to the fact that we were trying to cause reproduction outside the bonds of conjugal love. The general public, of course, verbalized it in different ways. I remember one person said, "You're doing incest in a test tube," and other types of things. There was concern that any babies that might result might have high rates of abnormality. But all of these things passed, of course, when it turned out that the kids were doing very well.
That's what Panayotis Zavos is hoping will happen with cloning. He's a fertility specialist working in Kentucky who was among the first to embrace cloning. Zavos says he's lined up 12 infertile couples willing to let him try to make a baby using cloning techniques.
We are trying to develop a technology that can help human beings have a better life and have children of their own when they cannot do it in the way that everybody else is doing it.
Zavos does not agree with most experts that cloning a human would be unsafe. He defends the procedure on emotional grounds.
You don't really understand the implications and the issue about reproductive cloning unless you are a reproductive cloning candidate.
Cloning is similar to IVF in that the initial steps take place in a laboratory. But instead of mixing egg and sperm, cloning uses the DNA from just one person. No human ever has been born that way, and it violates some people's beliefs about each human being's uniqueness. Zavos used to collaborate with Italian fertility doctor Severino Antinori. When Antinori hinted that one of his patients was already pregnant with a cloned embryo, Zavos split with the Italian, saying he didn't believe him. A company called Clonaid is also moving ahead with human cloning. All of these teams have been cagey about saying how far along they are in their work. None will say where their work is being done. Brigitte Boiselier is leading the Clonaid team. Recently, a report by Agence France-Presse said Clonaid had achieved a pregnancy from a cloned embryo. Boiselier won't confirm this.
I'm very sorry, but you have to understand me. I know that it sounds strange and people would probably doubt that I'm doing it, which is fine. It is accurate to say that we are proceeding and that we hope to have a birth sometimes, yes.
Each time a human cloner like Boiselier hints at progress, there's a new outcry condemning the efforts. IVF pioneer Howard Jones says while the controversy has a familiar ring, he does not think cloning is ready to join IVF as a way to help couples have babies for two reasons.
One is it's extremely inefficient. Furthermore, there are considerable data now in a number of species that there are a troubling number of abnormalities along the way. So I think cloning for reproduction is just not ready to be talked about as a clinical possibility.
The Food and Drug Administration has already said it won't allow cloning for safety reasons, and the Senate will soon be voting on a bill that would make it a crime to attempt human cloning in this country. All of the would-be cloners say they are carrying out their experiments outside the United States. They say it won't be the first time this country has been left behind when a new reproductive technology is being developed. Remember, they say, the first IVF baby was born in England. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.